Well, a visit to London on Friday to gather together with some of my pastoral friends and colleagues. Always a pleasure to see them, be with them, share news, good news, sad news, whatever news that we all of us among ourselves have to relay. And we had a very interesting address, a friend that we know, not actually in our fraternal, but who'd come to us for the day to speak about mission and to tell us, because he'd been involved in mission all his life, pretty much, and just to bring us up to date, bring us confirmation. Well, nothing's changed. Scripture still sends us out to the ends of the earth, but very helpfully, the way perhaps that in past days mission was conducted, things have moved on, haven't they? And the model, there's a good model, right model, is raising up men in the local area to stay in the local area and to teach their own brethren from their own communities to likewise go and preach and teach the gospel. So rather than being from the United Kingdom and spending years and years, whatever, labouring there, which in times past served us very well as a model, but now we're looking to try to raise up local people to do what they need to do for their own local people. And that was great. But what caught my attention very much, and it's a good friend of ours who we hope to see in September, Raj Kumar, working away in Chennai in India. Saw him 2 years ago, and he's here in the UK for a couple of weeks, so we're hoping he can fit us in as part of what will be, I think, a very busy program. But it'll be good to see him again. And the work that he's doing, care home, you know, amongst the elderly folk, got 40 residents there at the moment, and the latest news sheets is available for us to have a look at if we haven't got it already through the email system. And still doing it, right as he had started it, based upon the word of God, regular devotions and preaching of God's word to these elderly people. If you remember, they are very good with elderly people in that part of the world, at least some of them aren't, because families, if they think that it's really too much looking after mum and dad, you know, and they dump them on the street, basically, and leave them somewhere, perhaps near the central station. Well, somebody may pick them up there and, you know, look after them. Maybe, maybe not. Well, they can beg, can't they? And so Raj Kumar, a man of great compassion. That hasn't changed at all. He's the same. Same as. And we all thought he was a good man, and we still think he's a very good man. Reaches out to these people, takes them in, and whereas it used to be in a what we would think is a very kind of down-at-heel bit of property. It wasn't even theirs to have. They kind of were given it to use in a slum area. And I can tell you there are slum areas in Chennai. But now they've got their own purpose-built building. Had that must be 10 years and more. And they're looking after these elderly people in what for Indian standards there is really top-quality kind of accommodation. So they looked after spirit, soul, and body. But here was something. They've now got somebody else to help them who's come from Nepal. So it's not local, doesn't speak the language, having to learn it. And Nepal is mountainous, so guess what? It's a bit cooler there than it is in Chennai, where it can hit 40 degrees when it really gets up there, which it does at this time of the year. So he's having to cope with the heat. And he's got a little girl, Susanna, his wife's come as well. This little girl can't be much more than two or three. So how do they get to Chennai? Do they jump on a nice plane in Nepal that sort of took them across there comfortably? Well, no, they got on a bus. 4 days on a bus. Buses probably had to change a few times to get to Chennai. And thinking bus, well, buses are quite good. You've got Wi-Fi and, you know, some of these are real swanky coaches that National Express do. Carry you in beautiful air-conditioned comfort. Mm-mm. Think again. These are rickety things. I remember them when I was there. The thought of having to travel on one of these for 4 days, it's not as if you've got, you know, plenty of space. People are all absolutely crammed in. And these buses, coaches, whatever we can call them there, just a very, very uncomfortable 4 days on one of those with your two-year-old and in a place, don't know the language, but got a heart for the people. That's the thing. This man in Nepal has got some experience caring for the elderly, well-trained in theology as well. And he's wanted to take his family to be there at the Wiraree home in Chennai, different culture, different country, different language, but to help the people. So he's learning the language and getting used to the temperatures. I think they got him a bit of air conditioning somewhere there to help him cope and adjust to the whole experience, because he's there right now, which is the hottest time of the year in that part of the world. What commitment that is. What commitment that is. His love for people, his love for them, spirit, soul, and body. And it's taken him all that way. What an encouragement to Raj Kumar to have him there alongside. What an encouragement to all the people to know that here's somebody come all this way to care for us here. Well, isn't that not a little challenge to us? Do we care? Do we care about, well, the people out there? And sometimes we forget, don't we? There's a world out there. And it's not necessarily a happy world. And the things we take for granted, not the things that they can take for granted. They just don't have them. And so we remember them. Or at least we should. I hope we do. And that we've got compassion for the mission field that's right here, right on our doorstep. It's going to be a bit of a stretch to care for people on the other side of the world if we don't even have much thought for the people that are right here in our own community, the people you meet, people I meet, and our burden for them. They haven't got much of a burden for themselves and their own soul. I can tell you that. They've got their heads full of something else, traveling in a different direction. And I know this, the Bible tells me it, it's a road to destruction. Do I care about that? Do you care about that? Well, we should, shouldn't we? And there's this man, what an example, I think, coming all that way. Care for these people that they could be given the gospel, perhaps in their dying days. It was interesting, some of the people there were the same people I met when I first went there, 15, 16, 17 years ago, whatever it is. And they've been looked after so well, and they're hundreds a year, which I think probably in Indian terms is really doing very, very well. And the care is so excellent. But what an example that maybe there's something in that, just to stir us a little bit, rebuke us a little bit, and to be thinking of others a little bit more. And in what a way that the Verily Home shows that for us. So we're hoping Raj Kumar will be able to come here, perhaps take a midweek meeting, something like that. It'd be good to see him. And we continue to pray for him in the meantime. Well, let's sing our next hymn, 122. Come, let us join our cheerful songs, 122.